感謝主，我們又來到祂的面前。
We thank the Lord that we have once again an opportunity to come before His presence.
曾經很多次跟弟兄姊妹交通到約書亞記。
Now we spent several periods of time in studying from the book of Joshua.
今早早仍然跟弟兄姊妹交通約書亞記。
This morning we again will go into the book of Joshua.
我們今早早要看第三章和第四章。
This morning though, we will be studying chapters 3 and 4.
本來呢我要由第三章第一節一路讀到第四章最尾的。
Initially I was thinking that we could read from chapter 3 verse 1 all the way to the last verse, chapter 24 of, verse 24 of chapter 4.
不過我又不想阿 Daniel 同埋阿 Kelvin 打喊路啊咁樣，所以我就抽幾節來讀讀啊。
I didn't want for Daniel and Kevin there to yawn off and nod off essentially while we're reading. So we're just going to take a selected verses to read together.
弟兄姊妹，這個是我和年輕人的秘密，你們不知道，為什麼他們會
笑。Actually, that's an inside joke that the kids have, that I have with the kids, the two youngsters. So maybe you're not quite sure why they're laughing as hysterically as they were.
其實第三章和第四章就正是講到這些以色列人他們過約旦河的實況。
But coming back to the text, chapters 3 and 4 tells us of this portion of history when the Israelites were to cross the Jordan River.
事實就告訴我們，他們就是這樣走過了這條河，從河的一邊去到另外一個邊。
Now, as the facts go, realistically, what they did was to cross the Jordan River from one side of the Jordan, crossing over and coming to the other side of Jordan.
但這件事情呢，也都有屬靈的教訓在那裡。
However, there are spiritual lessons to be learned in this very simple event.
這個屬靈的教訓呢，非常的重要。
And in fact, these spiritual lessons are extremely important.
所以呢，我就將它歸納呢，成為三點，同弟兄姊妹一起交通。
So I've condensed them and now have put together three specific points that I would be able to convey to brothers and sisters here today.
那盼望弟兄姊妹，如果你沒讀過約書亞記，沒讀過這兩章的，回去我們再看，咁你會比較明白多一啲咁樣。
For those who have yet to read through the book of Joshua, or perhaps have come to know of this particular portion of biblical history, I do encourage for you to read through it once you return home, and things will fall into place a lot easier.
所以呢，這個我歸納呢第一點呢，就係話約櫃行喺前邊。
So to summarize, to begin this time, the very first point is that the Ark of the Covenant must cross over first.
行喺前邊就係神親自嘅帶領。
As the Ark of the Covenant goes first, it symbolizes the guidance or the lead of God.
第二點呢，就係抬約櫃嘅先，抬約櫃嘅祭司，佢站喺水中，呢個係一個信心嘅腳步。
The second point concerns the priest, the Levitical priest, as they stand firmly in the water. That's a testimony to a lesson of faith.
第三點呢，就係有十二塊嘅石頭交換位置。
And the third point concerns the memorial stones, that the memorial stones have exchanged their place.
呢個講到死而復活嘅見證。
And this refers to the spiritual lesson of the resurrection from the dead.
咁呢三點啱冇？我哋一間有時間一路交通。
So these are the three points. As we go forward, we will touch on each and every one of these points.
好啦，我哋讀聖經啦喎。
So now let's go back to reading the Bible.
第三章。
So we begin with chapter 3.
第二節讀到第五節。
First, we'll select verses 2 through 5.
大家都揾到啦，請聽我讀。
Since everyone has already found the reference, so please listen as I read.
第二節就話，過了三天，官長走遍營中， 吩咐百姓说：你们看见耶和华你们神的约柜，又见祭司利未人抬着，就要离开所住的地方，跟着约柜去。只是你们和约柜相离要量2000肘，不可与约柜相近，使你们知道当走的路，因为你这条路你们向来没有走过。
And it came about at the end of 3 days that the officers went through the midst of the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God with the Levitical priests carrying it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. However, there shall be between you and it a distance of about 2,000 cubits of measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you shall go, for you have not passed this way before. Then Joshua said to the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you.
好，然后第八节。
Then verse 8.
你要吩咐抬约柜的祭司说，你们到了约旦河的水边上，就要在约旦河水里站住。
You shall, moreover, command the priests who are carrying the Ark of the Covenant, saying, when you come to the edge of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan.
第十节，约书亚说，看啊，普天下主的约柜必在你们前头过去，到约旦河里，因此你们就知道在你们中间有永生神。
Verse 10, and Joshua said, by this you shall know that the living God is among you.
13节，等到抬普天下主耶和华约柜的祭司把脚站在约旦河水里，约旦河的水就是从上往下流的水，必然断绝，立起城垒。
Verse 13, and it shall come about when the soles of the feet of the priests who are carrying the ark of the Lord, the Lord of all earth shall rest in the waters of the Jordan. The waters of the Jordan shall be cut off, and the waters which are flowing down from above shall stand in one heap.
第十四节，百姓离开帐棚要过约旦河的时候，抬约柜的祭司乃在百姓的前头。他们到了约旦河，脚一入水，原来约旦河水在收割的日子涨过两岸。那从上往下流的水，便在极远之地撒拉旦旁的亚当城那里停住，立起城垒。
So it came about when the people set out from their tents to cross the Jordan with the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and when those who carried the Ark came into the Jordan, and the feet of the priests carrying the Ark were dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks all the days of harvest, that the waters which were flowing down from above stood and rose up in one heap, a great distance away at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan.
They say, John.
And moving on to chapter 4.
第一节，各民尽都过了约旦河，耶和华就对约书亚说：你从民中要拣选12个人，每支派一人，吩咐他们说：你们从这里，从约旦河中祭司脚站定的地方取12块石头带过去，放在你们今夜要住宿的地方。
Now it came about when all the nations had finished crossing the Jordan.That the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, Take for yourselves 12 men from the people, 1 man from each tribe, and command them, saying, Take up for yourselves 12 stones from here out in the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet are standing firm, and carry them over with you, and lay them down in the lodging place where you will lodge tonight.
第六节，这些石头在你们中间可以作证据，日后你们的子孙问你们说，这些石头是什么意思？你们就对他们说，这是因为约旦河的水在耶和华的约柜前断绝，约柜过约旦河的时候，约旦河的水就断绝了。
Sign among you, then you shall say to them, because the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, when it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. So these stones shall become a memorial to the sons of Israel forever.
最后我看23节。
Then let's jump all the way to verse 23.
因为耶和华你们的神在你们面前使约旦河的水干了，等着你们过来， 就如耶和华你们的神从前在我们前面使红海干了，等着我们过来一样，要使地上万民都知道耶和华的手大有能力，也要使你们永远敬畏耶和华你们的神。
For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed, just as the Lord your God had done to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed. That all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, so that you may fear the Lord your God forever.
好，聖經就讀咁多。
We'll end our scriptural reading here.
唔係好長啫嚇。
Not too long, right?
好，我哋祈禱。
Let's come together in prayer.
親愛的主耶穌，多謝你，讚美你。
Our beloved Lord, we praise you and we thank you.
主，你係嗰位大能嘅神。
For you are the mighty God.
存在嘅主。
And you are one who lives forever.
主啊，你救，ever present. 你救咗我哋。
You have saved us.
你并且将我哋放喺作儿子呢个嘅地位嘅上。
And you have put us in the position of being children of the living God.
真系嗰个冇罪嘅代替咗有罪。
Oh, he who was sinless has been made sin.
嗰个义嘅代替咗不义。
He who was righteous has now been substituted for those who are unrighteous.
就系我哋嘅主，你嘅所作。
This is the works of our Lord Himself.
感谢你，赞美你。
So we praise you and we thank you.
早晨喺呢度再一次嘅向你敬拜。
This morning, once again, we gather to worship you.
你都仰望你向我哋说话。
And to look to you that you would once again speak with us.
求主你恩待我哋。
May you have deal kindly with us.
开我哋嘅灵，开我哋嘅窍。
Open our hearts, open our spirits.
叫我哋明白主你嘅话。
So that we might understand the word of our Lord.
多謝主，讚美你，奉主耶穌嘅名。
We thank you once again. In Jesus' name we pray.
剛才所讀咁多嘅經文。
In the passages a portion of the passage that we read earlier.
弟兄姐妹，你跟住落嚟嘅時候，你好容易應該就睇到一幅嘅圖畫。
You can very piece out for yourself the picture of what had gone on that day.
就係當佢哋行到嚟呢個約旦河嗰邊嘅時候，又要過去河嘅嗰邊所發生嘅嗰種種嘅情形。
And you can see the various events which led up to and including how they come to the bank of the Jordan River and then they subsequently cross over to the other side of Jordan.
以色列人咧有兩次喺外表上邊有咁樣嘅同樣嘅經歷。
Now, externally speaking, we see that the Israelites actually experienced two times this very same thing.
但是属灵的意义呢就却不一样。
However, spiritually speaking, the lessons at each crossing of the water was different.
第一次他们过红海。
The first time, if you recall, was when they crossed the Red Sea.
第二次呢就是这里讲的过约旦河。
The second crossing of the water is here where they crossed the Jordan River.
过红海是他们出了埃及。
In the first instance, where they crossed the Red Sea, it was right after they had been taken out from Egypt.
但是他们过了之后就进入到去什么呢？旷野地。
Now, right after they crossed the Red Sea, where did they land? They landed in the wilderness.
咁呢一次过约旦河呢？
But now here, for this particular incident of crossing the Jordan,
就是离开了旷野地，进到去迦南。
It is where they actually left the wilderness and crossed into the land of Canaan.
那旷野地或者旷野路，这个是一个操练的道路。
Now, the wilderness, or you might say the path of the wilderness, is actually a training ground for them.
迦南呢，却是这条路的终结。
Canaan, however, is their destination.
亦都是神给他们的安息。
It is also a place where God has given to them for rest.
咁历史就告诉我们，他们如今就来到这个地方，他们要进入去神的安息的里面。
So historically, now God has led them to this specific place, and they are just about on the brinks of entering into God's rest.
咁喺神 神要将佢哋带入去呢个应许地嘅时候。
And just as God is about to lead them into the promised land。
咁我哋就睇见咧，神喺呢条引佢哋行走嘅路上边有一个特别嘅唔同嘅安排。
There seems to be a special arrangement that God has made for them。
上一次同弟兄姊妹已经交通过，神冇要佢哋做啲咩特别嘅东西。
Remember from our last discussion, God did not require any special arrangements to be made from their part.
神又冇叫佢哋啊，你而家可以做好多船，等佢坐船过河。
Oh, you need to go ahead and build for yourself boats so we can cross the river.
或者话搭条桥啦，咁我哋一齐过。
Or maybe construct a bridge and it'll allow everyone to cross over.
神冇咁样。
God did not do that.
因为我哋知道。他们这样过河，这样进到去安息，完全不是人在这里做的什么，那是神自己亲手的工作。
For we are fully aware the very fact that they can cross the river and enter into rest has nothing to do with them and their own merits. It has everything, however, to do with God and what God provides.
神只是叫他们预备自己，还有这里说的要自洁。
The only thing that they were asked to do was to prepare themselves and then here to follow on.
其实一直以来呢四十年佢哋行走喺旷野嘅路上边，所有嘅事情都系神嘅安排嚟。
In actuality, if you reflect back on the 40 years that they spent in the wilderness, every single thing were, for them were prepared by God.
但今次神嘅安排咧，同以前嗰四十年有一啲嘅。
But this particular arrangement that's prepared by God differed a little bit from all those other arrangements that God had made for them in the past.
你知道这个约柜是代表着神的同在。
Now, the Ark of the Covenant, what it symbolizes is the very presence of God.
而这个神的同在呢，一直就在以色列人的中间。
And this, the presence of God continued to be in the midst of the Israelites.
当他们停在一个地方的时候，
wherever it was that they arrived, at which they arrived,
他们的安排就是这个约柜在中央。
As they settled in, the Ark of the Covenant was placed squarely in the midst of all of their tents.
然后东南西北那四面呢，每一个方向有三个支派扎营在那里。所以神在中间周围就围绕着这十二个支派。
And the layout of their camp, wherever they landed, was that the Ark of the Covenant was in the middle, in the center, and then north, east, west, and south to the Ark were the encampment of three tribes.
咁当佢哋行路嘅时候呢？
But what about when they moved, when they mobilized themselves?
就先头有六个支派系行前。
There is also a layout. There was then six tribes who went first.
咁圣呢个约柜咧行中间。
And then the Ark of the Covenant came after those six tribes.
之后就另外嗰六个支派。
And then following the Ark of the Covenant were the remaining six tribes.
都系咁样样噶。
And so this is the order by which they moved.
嗱，而且呢四十年嘅里边。
And now within these 40 years,
神是用云柱和火柱带领他们。
God led the Israelites without fail by the pillar of clouds and by the pillar of fire.
大家都知道，当他们看见这个云柱要起来动动的时候，他们就起来跟着行。
If you recall that every time that the cloud, the pillar of cloud was started to move forward, they then mobilized themselves to pack up camp and started to move after the cloud.
几时呢个云柱停落嚟呢？咁佢哋又系喺嗰度嚟到停低扎营。
And whenever the pillar of cloud stopped, then they too stopped at that place and put up camp.
嗱，今次呢，当佢哋要过河嘅时候
，But this time, as they go were to embark on crossing the river. God has made a different arrangement. We don't see the pillar of clouds nor the pillar of fire leading them forward.
约柜呢, 亦都不再在中间,
and the Ark of the Covenant no longer stood in the middle of the ordered lines.
神的安排,
Instead, now the Ark of the Covenant preceded all of the people.
为什么有这样的分别呢?
Well, why? Why is there such a difference in arrangement?
其实云柱和火柱等姐妹我们知道, 是讲着神话语的引导。
We know that the pillar of clouds and the pillar of fire symbolizes the guidance of God's word.
都是神自己带着他们啦。
And so certainly, it means symbolizes that it is God who is leading them.
那有什么分别呢?
So why this difference in arrangement?
为什么神今天在这里有这样的安排呢?
Why is it all of a sudden God has changed everything?
神又不再在行在中间, 而是行在前面呢?
Why is it God, the Ark of the Covenant, was no longer in the middle of the procession, but rather it was at the forefront of the procession?
其实在经历的上面是不一样的。
Now, there is a difference when it comes to experience.
我讲一件事情给弟兄姐妹听啊。
Let me share with you one thing.
有一次我们想去看一间屋。
One time I remember we were about to go look at an open house.
因为我们 都弟兄姊妹很多人都去看过屋的了。那你去之前呢?
I'm sure that many brothers and sisters have seen open houses, right? So before you go to an open house,
你可能自己驾车周围撞下，咁啊，找到呢间啊，咁样。
It might be that you're just house hunting, and so you'll be driving along, and just so you see a sign, and you go to that house. You see a sign, you go to that house.
但系好多弟兄姊妹咧，你知道。 你要看屋呢,要找一个agent,找一个经纪。
But at the same time, we know the more expedient way is for us to find an agent, a realtor, who might lead us from one place to another.
咁我哋嗰次呢,都找到一个经纪。
Now remember that specific incident, we have found a realtor who was going to take us.
咁佢哋呢,就, send给我们一个email。
So the realtor has sent an email to us.
咁告诉我们,在哪里有一间屋,很适合我们用。
And the realtor described how there was a particular house that should be of interest to us, how it was exactly what we were had desired. And the description, of course, told us how big the house was, how many rooms there were.
告诉我们,有几年新,有什么整个,有什么需要整。
Information told us also how old the house was, also told us what type of work needed to be done, what type of work was already done.
他说,这间屋最适合你的。
And at the very end, the email said, this is very appropriate for you.
还告诉我们,在哪条街,哪个城市。
And so it told us, of course, the address, where it was, which city it was in.
那么有了这些资料。
So we had all these details, and so we started off and to try to find this house.
果然间去到呢,真係好靚喎,喺出面,草地又整得好好,外面又游得好靚。
So we arrived, and indeed it was quite beautiful. It was it was very beautifully landscaped. It was painted very nicely.
啊,外面睇真係好想住入去。
And if you look, you say, wow, I would love to live in this house.
但问题在哪里呢?
But then what's the problem?
没锁匙, 入不了去的。
There's no key. We didn't have a key to get into the house.
其实呢,都约了这个经纪去的,不如我们早点去。
Now, as it turns out, we have made arrangements with the realtor, but it's just that we arrived earlier than the realtor.
没多久之后,这个经纪来。
Not long after our arrival, the realtor arrived.
我们说,这间真的好像你所说的,很漂亮,应该很舒服的,我们进去住就最好了。
And we said, yeah, from the outside looking in, this is a beautiful house, just as you had described for us. We would feel very comfortable to live in this house.
但是我们不能进去,因为没锁匙。
But, you know, we haven't been able to get in because we don't have the key.
他说,不用怕,你跟我去吧。
And then he says, oh, don't worry about it, just follow me.
咁佢就攞一條鎖匙開咗門
So of course he had the key, he opened up the lock and allowed us to enter into the house. But as he led us in, it was then, only then, that we could enjoy what this house provided. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
不知道,哎,
you shook your head.
当这个经纪给我们封信这些资料,这间屋怎么怎么怎么怎么的时候,
when the description came and told us, this is what the house is like, this is what you will find.
是那封信, 那些information告诉我们,
and it was the information that was provided that told us that this is where you will find.
而是这封信, 这些话, 带我们去到那个地方,
and it is the information there, if you follow it, that will lead us to where the house is actually located.
但是是谁能够将我们带入去,
but who or what can actually allow us to get into the house once we're at the location? It is only he who owns the key.
明白吗?
Do you understand now?
当云柱、火柱带以色列人的时候,
when the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire led the Israelites,
他们是在这条操练的路程上面,
they were led through this area or this land of training.
当这个云柱、火柱带领他们，代表着神的话在那里引领他们。
Again, the pillar of clouds, the pillar of fire symbolizes the word of God, which was leading them through their training ground.
他们认识迦南地，是因为认识神的话。
They will know the land of Canaan because they have come to know and follow the word of God.
今天我们明白到这个救赎的恩典。
Now today, many of us understand and know the matter of salvation.
因为神的话引领我们。
Why? Because we've been led by the word of God.
神的话指示我们这条路。
The word of God pointed out the specific path that we are to take to gain salvation.
但是何时我们才能够进到去神这个应许呢?
But when will we actually enter into this promise that God has given to us?
是谁引领我们真的进入到这个实际的里面?
Or more specifically, who will be able to lead us directly in and practically enter into His promise?
不再是那个话,而是神自己。
It is no longer just the words, but it is God Himself.
用新约的说话来讲,我们更加明白的就是说, 恩膏的教训在我们的里头,
让我们进入到这个属灵的实际里头。Using New Testament vocabulary, the verbiage would be that we have the anointing of the Spirit, to lead us in. So if we follow the guidance of the Spirit,
接受这个圣灵的引导来活,
and we live by the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
我就不再是说我知道会这样这样，我明白神的旨意是怎么样，我们是实际的活在神的旨意里。
No longer would we be restricted merely to knowing of God's ways or understanding of His ways, but we actually will be living out His ways.
这里他们这次的行走呢，还有一个规矩。
Now actually there was another restriction of sorts that was placed upon them.
第三章第二节他们说要跟着约柜去。
And that was recorded for us in chapter 3 verse 3. It says that you shall go after it, referring to the ark.
但是第四节跟着就说，但你们要隔离，离，不要贴得很近，而是离开以前走。
But verse 4 further expounds upon that and tells them that you shall make sure that there is a distance between you and the ark.
以前走，我所知道的资料就是说，一走是一尺多一点，或者到一尺半这样。
So one cubit, from what I understand, one cubit is actually approximately 1.5 feet or so.
2,000爪呢，你哋识计数啊。
So 2,000 cubits, right? You mathematicians, you know how to calculate that, right?
有几多?
How many feet is that?
差不多3,000尺。
About 3,000, right? 3,000 feet.
3,000尺几尺啊?
Well, how far is, or what's the length of 3,000 feet? Okay, for younger ones, you know how many, how far is, or how much length is?
一个football field几尺?
How long, or how, yeah, how long is one football field?
一百码。
100 yards, right?
咁呢个3,000尺差唔多系10个 football field, 10个足球场咁。
So 3,000 feet would approximate 10 football size, 10 football fields.
哇，你话跟住呢个约柜行，点解要嚟咁远啊？
What is it? Wow, that's a long ways. Why do I have to follow at that big of a distance?
咁近啲唔係好咩？緊緊嘅跟隨主嘛。
Wouldn't it be better, you know, if we were closer to it, we would be following the Lord closely, right?
點解嚟咁遠啊？
Why do we have to be so separated by such a long distance?
跟住咪當時嘅以色列人，你估係有幾多人啊？
Brothers and sisters, do you know how many people constituted the whole nation of Israel at that time?
有幾多人啊？
Do you know? Do you know? Can you guess?
出埃及嘅時候係6萬人。
There were 60,000 that left Egypt.
但到後來呢個時候呢,
but now, here, after so much time has elapsed, the Bible tells us there is approximately 2 million.
哇,200萬人,你說多少人啊?
So 2 million people, do you know how much space is taken up by 2 million people?
我從來沒見過這樣的場面。
I don't think I've ever seen that size of a gathering.
我亦都冇咁嘅機會喺200萬人嘅人面前嚟講説話。
Nor have I ever had the privilege to speak in front of 2 million people.
但係呢有100幾十呢咁我都試過嘅。
Of course I've spoken in front of 100 some odd individuals. I mean I've had that privilege.
就好似前個星期呢我哋嘅弟兄姊妹結婚啦，咁佢都係百零人。
Last week at our our brother and sister's wedding, there was not yet 100 people.
咁咧，我就企喺佢哋嘅前邊，佢哋企得鬼咁貼啊！Now
I was of course officiating, and I was standing in the middle, and the bride and the groom were standing very very close to me.
所以咧，我又矮喎，佢哋又高大。
Now, I'm kind of short in stature, and actually, the bride and the groom, they're actually kind of big in stature. And because they were standing so close to me, I could only see their faces. I couldn't see anything beyond their heads. So, for those who were there, you might have seen me move from side to side during the ceremony. There were instances where I had to go backwards and take a step up on the step that was there at the altar.
啊，你就发觉到原来咧太近咧，就阻住咗你嘅视线嘅啦。What
you realize is when something is too close to you, if you lose the sight lines.
咁你想睇远啲咧，都睇唔到。You
would not be able to see very far away.
因为前边挡住你。
Because there's something there that blocks your sight lines.
但是神今天的安排,
but here, God took care of that by making arrangements for them to be that distance away from where the ark would be.
为什么弟兄姊妹,原来神要每一个以色列人,即使是200万人,神要他们每一个都看到约柜的所在。
Now, why do you think that is the case? Is because God wants for each and every one of those 2 million people to be able to personally see and visualize and see the ark. The ark of the covenant, once again, represented the very presence of God. And so God wants for each and every person within of the Israelites to be able to lay eyes upon him.
Sanyu Yan Hongin Yogwai Mai Hongin Timbin Yao Yan.
God wanted for each and every individual to see the ark, not just to see the person in front of them. Because when an individual is able to visualize and actually see the ark, they now have a direction upon which to proceed. If they are unable to see the ark, it's possible that they would take a different path than what was intended. So in order to enter into the land of rest, your eyes must be set upon the ark. That means you must be able to see for yourself God. Too often, though, for us, our sight is set, it sways, goes back and forth.
Now,
I know that younger people in our midst, they love to exercise. Now, for us who are middle aged, we like it, but more so that we need it. I'm sure that there are many of us in our midst who loves to ski.
Craig
loves to ski.
滑雪有一個秘訣.
Now, there is a secret to skiing.
我不知道是不是, 不過這個是我的經驗.
I don't know if it's true or not, but this is my own experience.
就是呢, 當你滑雪的時候, 你一定要向前望啊.
When you're skiing, you better be looking forward.
如果你不向前望呢,看著腳呢,那你就跌了。
If your sight is not set in front of you, and instead is just barely in front of your skis or looking down at the snow, you're gonna tumble.
但我以前呢,後生的時候,菲律賓去學的,那麼經常跌落就看著前面的腳,結果呢,就是不去的。
I remember even when I started to learn to ski, of course that was a while ago, and Philip was there too, and we learned to ski together. And I knew that for me, I was so afraid of tumbling, taking a fall, that I kept looking, making sure that I wasn't going to fall. But the instructor was able to tell me, don't keep looking down at the snow. You need to look further ahead, look beyond what you can see to actually allow you to ski.
還有一點喔,
in addition,
他說你想轉彎不用寧態的你只是看哪裡他就去哪裡你看右他就向右你眼睛看左他整個人都向左的
And in addition to that, if you want to turn, it's not like driving, you know, you don't have to sort of turn the wheel, so to speak. All you have to do is look towards the direction that you want to go. If you want to go to the right, just look towards that way and your ski will follow and you'll be going to the right. If you want to go to the left, then look to the left and pretty soon you'll find yourself skiing in that direction.
Am I going? Is that true?
Is that true?
Yeah, thank you.
Good. Thank you for the confirmation. So, brothers and sisters, that's true. So, what is it I'm trying to say? What was in your eyesight today?
神要我们看到约柜.
What is in your field of vision? God wants for us to see the Ark of the Covenant.
所以他有这样的预备,我们相离2000走,
and that's why he made the arrangement for there to be 2,000 cubits of distance that spans between you and the ark, so that each and every one of us is able to see the ark for ourselves.
但我们今天,我们的眼睛是看什么?
But what about us today? Where is our field of vision fixated upon?
我们的眼睛是看着神?
Have our sights been fixated upon God?
我们今天跟随主的这个道路,同样的,好像当日的以色列人,他们进入去过河的时候,的情况一样。
Now the path that we must all take in following the Lord is exactly like the path of the Israelites at that particular time as they follow the guidance, the Ark of the Covenant to enter into the Canaan.
何時我們的眼睛不注視在主在神的身上, 何時我們的道路就會彎曲。
whenever our sight is no longer fixated upon the Lord, then we will go astray.
但很多时候都不是说我们想的，但很多东西在外面吸引我们，所以我们才望了去第二度。Well,
you could say, you know, it really is not me. You know, a lot of times it's just that there's so many outer influences, external influences. Maybe they capture my fancy, they capture my attention and draw my attention away.
上一个礼拜有个弟兄在交通，他说他看见一个很漂亮的车，那个BMW，在不在？
Last week in one of our gatherings, there was a brother who was sharing and how he once laid eyes on a beautiful BMW.
哇，咁佢成个星期日日夜夜都谂住嗰架车。And
after that day, then every single day of the week, all he can think about was that BMW.
咁啊，唔想下唔系错嘅，唔系话犯罪。
Well, there's nothing wrong with
this.
Time, if we're so fixated on those things, then how could
又不知道怎样，因为为了工作常常的在受苦。
Different things tug at us. There are some people who are so engrossed with their children, making sure they're this or that, or making sure that they're okay. There are other people who are so engrossed with work that that's where they fixate their attention.
更加有人因为感情的缘故，哎呀，我整个人都唔知睇唔到，前面乜嘢都睇唔到，净系睇到感情嘅事情。
Of course, there's also the matter about emotions, right? That tug at your heartstrings. Some people are just so engrossed with that particular area of their lives. That's all that they're fixated upon.
后生仔呢，佢哋而家呢，个个人都用电脑啊，嚟做功课啦。用电脑呢，我绝对唔反对。
Now, the younger generation today going through school, every single one of them either chooses to or has to use the computer for their homework. Now, let me tell you, I do not object to using the computer at all.
因为电脑只不过是一个工具，即好像你支笔啊、本书本簿一样。Because
a computer merely is a tool, just like for us of another generation, we use the pen or pencil as a tool.
但是问题我有难处的就是说，如果我们用太多的时间在 computer 的 game 上面呢， 这个是有问题。
But the problem lies in the fact that if we expend too much time and energy on computer games, now that raises a problem.
你可以用很多时间做功课。
You can spend a great deal of time doing your homework.
因为那个是你需要的。
Because you need to do your homework.
因为你这个时候是读书的时候。
Because you're a student after all. That's your calling in life now.
但是如果你用来玩 game,
but if you expend the time to play games,
你的眼只是看到个 game,
what you're fixated upon is the games.
那不要说属灵的光景，就算你平时，你的时间都在那里花在那里。
Never mind about the spiritual walk or whether you're walking with the Lord. You're spending your normal waking hours with the games.
所以弟兄姊妹，即系属灵嘅事情就系咁实在嘅。
So this is how practical spiritual matters actually are.
神今日嘅安排，让每一个人都睇到呢个约柜。
God's arrangement is so that each and every individual should see God for himself.
目的要我哋系冇打岔嘅咁样喺度跟随佢。
Why is so that we will not go astray?
要唔要停啊？
Should we end now?
No, 讲笑啫。 因为这个一停咧，头先讲话佢停咧，我停。
Just kidding. Actually, that was another inside joke. We were said that when the fan stop, I should stop.
所以头如果我哋唱过一首嘅诗歌509首咧，嗰度就话俾我听，当转眼仰望耶稣，系嘛？Hymn
509 is a hymn that we love to sing. It says, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus."
当我哋注目佢。 仰望佢嘅慈容嘅时候，
and when we are fixated upon him, upon his image,
诗歌就话所有嘅事物喺佢嘅荣耀中都要变色成朦胧。
That hymn actually tells us that all other things shall cease in its importance.
当我哋见到主， 我哋就明朗。
When we see the Lord, then there's clarity that's given to us.
生命嘅豐富就加上自由。
When then and only then will not only there be richness, but there is also freedom that's offered to us in our lives.
弟兄姊妹，呢個係我哋要學習嘅。
Brothers and sisters, this is the lesson that we need to learn.
如果你仲記得第三節第四節，佢哋就話點解要跟住呢個約櫃呢
？Again.From verses 3 and 4 of chapter 3 of Joshua, why do we have to follow after the ark?
他说,是使你们知道当走的路。
It says, so that you shall... it's actually verse 4. It says, so that you may know the way by which you shall go.
使你们知道当走的路。
So that you may know the way which you shall go.
弟兄姊妹，你知唔知道你应该点样走啊
？Brothers and sisters, do you really know the path that you're supposed to travel?
啊，有啲人中学毕业啦，咁去边间大学呢
？There are those who are graduating from high school. Their question is, well, which college should I attend?
有啲人读完大学啦，咁我要揾份咩工
？There are those who are finished with college. Then the question is, which job shall you seek for?
弟兄姊妹，有啲人啊，我大个仔啦，要揾个。
Some are at that point in their lives, they feel that they're mature enough, they feel that I need to find a spouse.
怎样找啊?
But how? How will you go about finding that spouse?
上网嘛,上网嘛。
The internet, right? The internet. You can go on the internet.
什么都有。
You can find anything on the internet.
是不是这样?
Right? Is that right?
要啊,当你的眼睛,怎样?属灵的圣经告诉我们,我们的眼睛望着神,望着约柜的时候。神就叫我们知道当走的路。
But the Bible tells us the secret that if our sight is set upon the Ark of the Covenant, if our sight is set upon the God Himself, then we will know the way which you shall go.
你知道今天好世界上好多个咩辅导咩辅导乜嘢都有咧辅导嘅俾你。
You know there are there are different counselings. Counseling is available on every topic.
但是呢,弟兄姊妹,我告诉你,这些所谓的辅导呢,只不过教你一些方法。
But no matter what type of counseling you are looking at, it only teaches you methods.
解决不到实际的事情。
But they do not resolve the real issue.
什么事情能够解决我们的问题呢?
But what will be able to bring to us an answer to our essential issues of life?Only if you follow after the Lord, if your sight is set upon the Lord Jesus Christ, then you will know which way you are to go.
当以色列人他们要过海, 过河,
When the Israelites needed to cross the river,
进入对神的安息的时候,
to enter into God's rest,
神就做了这些安排,
God made these arrangements for them.
神在他们前面行,
God will be in the front of them.
是来引导他们走正确的路。
And it is God then who will lead them along the proper path.
人要注视这个约柜。
For,
我们今天注视我们眼睛是注视着神的自己。
For man, we are to focus on God. We are merely to focus on the Lord.
我们跟随主直到路中。
And then we'll follow the Lord all the way to our destination.
咁样我哋就唔会走错，咁样我哋就走到准确嘅路。
If that is how we live our lives, then we will not go astray. If that is how we live our lives, we will go upon the path that we should be traveling.
但系弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
问题喺呢度。
Now the question comes.
神有咁样嘅安排。
God does make this arrangement for us.
神有咁样嘅要求。
God does make this requirement of us.
今天你同我系咪咁样做呢
？The critical question is, are you and I following suit in this way?
当我哋跟住成200万人一路咁样行嘅时候
，As we are amongst the 2 million people traveling along this way,
你嘅眼睛系望住神啦，还系话望住前边呢个人
？What is your sight set upon? Is it set upon God who is leading us? Or is it set upon the individuals who are right in front of you?
啊, 你说, 我要跟随羊群的脚中, 啊, 讲得很熟练, 我要跟随羊群的脚中。
You could be very spiritual and say, I'll follow the path of the footsteps of the flock.
这个说话是当我们看不见神, 或者说去到这些的环境, 转弯, 你看不见神的时候, 或者说你没有这样的机会, 即没有这样的, 环境给你看到神。
Now, this would be only appropriate if we find ourselves in a situation where circumstances do not permit for you to realistically see God's hand. If circumstances makes it for you where you actually have to maybe make a U-turn or make a change in directions and you're unable to know where God's hand is, now, yes, you can follow the footsteps of the flock. But what is foremost in God's heart is for us to be able to fixate our sights upon the Lord Himself personally.
没错很多的时候, 因为环境, 因为我们的软弱, 好像看不见神。
Sure. Circumstances sometimes dictates things. Maybe our own weaknesses dictates that we are unable to see very clearly. Like my experience in learning to ski, I can only see the tip of my boots.
但是神说,我们要定睛的,在祂的身上面,从此,弟兄姊妹,我们就要学习,来到转眼, 仰望。
But then, since God is the one that made the arrangement for us, He wants for us to be able to fixate our sight upon our Lord, set our sights upon Him. Now, earlier I had told you that we had 3 points to cover today, but we've only covered point one. I think I'll leave the other points to our next gathering. Let's pray. My Lord, my God, we thank you.
主啊,你何等的愿意人活在你的面前?
You so desire for the children of God to live in your presence.
并且是仰望你进到去这个安息的里头。
To constantly look to you in order for us to be led into a place of rest.
主啊,巴不得你自己的话语,
So may your words once again be our reminders this morning. So that we might focus and fixate ourselves upon you alone.
叫我们的眼睛从这个世界,从这个地上面的财富,丰足的里头转过来。
That we might transfix our eyes away from the riches and the wealth and the goodness that this world has to offer. And to turn and to fix our sight upon you alone. To squarely focus ourselves upon the Lord Himself. So that we might know the way upon which we shall go. Lord, deal kindly with us. May your Holy Spirit continue to speak with us within our hearts. Please listen to our prayers, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.